This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. All right, we've got an audio-described event in Raleigh on Thursday, June 20th. It's Kinky Boots, plays at 8 p.m. at Raleigh Little Theater in their Canty V. Sutton Theater, which has reserved seating, and this is at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Adult tickets are $29, senior, which is 62 and over, or student are $25. Their box office is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Note to users of the audio description service, Raleigh Little Theater offers a free ticket for your driver. Be sure to request this when you call to make your reservation. So, Charlie Price has reluctantly inherited his father's shoe factory, which is on the verge of bankruptcy. Trying to live up to his father's legacy and save his family business, Charlie finds inspiration in the form of Lola, a fabulous entertainer in need of some sturdy stilettos. As they work to turn the factory around, this unlikely pair find they have more in common than they realized, and discover that when you change your mind, you can change your whole world. Featuring a joyous score by pop icon Cyndi Lauper and a hilarious, uplifting book by Harvey Fierstein, don't miss this 6-time Tony Award-winning musical extravaganza, Kinky Boots. The original Broadway production was directed and choreographed by Jerry Mitchell. It's based on the Miramax motion picture, Kinky Boots, written by Jeff Dean and Tim Firth. This is directed by Jesse Geppert. Once again, the audio-described performance is on Thursday, June 20th at 8 p.m. at Raleigh Little Theater. Tickets are $29 and $25 with a free ticket for your driver. And you can call the box office at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Moving from the stage to the screen, here's a list of movies that are available currently with audio description. Babes, from 2024. It's a neon movie. It's a comedy, rated R. Back to Black, 2024, from Focus Features. It's rated R. Bad Boys, Ride or Die, 2024, from Sony Movie. It's action and adventure, rated R. Challengers, 2024, from Amazon MGM. It's a romance, rated R. Civil War, 2024. It's an A24 movie. It's action and adventure, rated R. Ezra, 2024, from Bleecker Street, is a comedy, rated R. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, 2024, from Warner Brothers. It's sci-fi and fantasy. If, 2024, it's a Paramount animated movie. It's kids and family, rated PG. In a Violent Nature, 2024, IFC Films. This is not rated, and it is a horror movie. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, 2024, from 20th Century Studios, is Sci-Fi and Fantasy, rated PG. Late Night with the Devil, 2024, from IFC Films. It's a horror movie, rated R. Run, Lola, Run. This is from back in 1998. It's from Sony. It's action and adventure, rated R. Sight, 2024, from Angel Studios, is a drama, rated PG-13. Summer Camp, 2024, from Roadside Attractions, is a comedy, rated PG-13. The Dead Don't Hurt, 2024, from Shout Studios, it's a drama, rated R. The Fall Guy, 2024, from Universal, is a comedy, rated PG-13. The Garfield Movie, 2024, from Sony, it's animated, it's a comedy, rated PG. The Strangers, Chapter 1, 2024, from Lionsgate, it's a horror, rated R. The Watchers, 2024, from Warner Brothers, is sci-fi and fantasy, rated PG-13. And Young Woman in the Sea, 2024, Disney, from it's a romance, rated PG. Now for a blurb about each one. Babes runs an hour and 49 minutes. It's rated R for sexual material, language throughout, and some drug use. This is a comedy. It follows inseparable childhood friends. They are Eden, played by Ilana Glazer, and Dawn, played by Michelle Buteau. Having grown up together in New York City, now firmly in different phases of adulthood. When carefree and single Eden decides to have a baby on her own after a one-night stand, their friendship faces its greatest challenge. Babes delves into the complexities of female friendship with a blend of laughter, tears, and labor pains. Back to Black. It runs 2 hours and 3 minutes. It's rated R for drug use, language throughout, sexual content, and nudity. And this is a biography, drama, music movie. A celebration of the most iconic and much-missed homegrown star of the 21st century, Back to Black tells the extraordinary tale of Amy Winehouse, painting a vivid, vibrant picture of the Camden streets she called home, and capturing the struggles of global fame. Back to Black honors Amy's artistry, wit, and honesty, as well as trying to understand her demons. This is an unflinching look at the modern celebrity machine and a powerful tribute to a once-in-a-generation talent. Bad Boys, Ride or Die, runs an hour and 54 minutes. It's rated R for strong language, for violence throughout, and some sexual references. And the genre is action, adventure, comedy, crime, thriller. When their former captain is implicated in corruption, two Miami police officers have to work to clear his name. Challengers runs 2 hours and 11 minutes. It's rated R for language throughout, some sexual content, and graphic nudity. The genre is drama, romantic, sports. This is from the visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino. Challengers stars Zendaya as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, and a force of nature who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. Married to a champion on a losing streak, played by Mike Faist, Tashi's strategy for her husband's redemption takes a surprising turn when he must face off against the washed-up Patrick, played by John O'Connor, his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend. As their pasts and presents collide and tensions run high, Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? Civil War runs 1 hour and 49 minutes. It's rated R for strong, violent content, bloody and disturbing images, and language throughout. This is an action film. A journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military embedded journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. Ezra runs an hour and 40 minutes. It's rated R for language, some sexual references, and drug use. And this is a comedy drama. Tony Goldwyn's Ezra follows Max Bernal, played by Bobby Cannavale, a stand-up comedian living with his father, played by Robert De Niro, while struggling to co-parent his autistic son, Ezra, played by William Fitzgerald, with his ex-wife, Jenna, played by Rose Byrne. When forced to confront difficult decisions about their son's future, Max and Ezra embark on a cross-country road trip that has a transcendent effect on both of their lives. A bit of trivia, the film includes two Oscar winners, Robert De Niro and Whoopi Goldberg, and one Oscar nominee, Vera Farmiga. Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, runs 2 hours and 28 minutes. It's rated R for strong language and grisly images. The genre is action, adventure, sci-fi, thriller. As the world falls, young Furiosa is snatched from the green place of many mothers into the hands of a great biker horde led by the warlord Dementus. Sweeping through the wasteland, they encounter the citadel presided over by Immortan Joe. The two tyrants wage war for dominance, and Furiosa must survive many trials as she puts together the means to find her way home. If, side note here, the title of the film, If, is not meant to be the word if, but an abbreviation of the term imaginary friend, so we probably should call it IF rather than if. So, IF runs 1 hour and 44 minutes. It's rated PG. It's an animation, comedy, drama, family, fantasy. A young girl who goes through a difficult experience begins to see everyone's imaginary friends who have been left behind as their real-life friends have grown up. And the title, once again, IF, is an abbreviation of the term imaginary friend. In a Violent Nature runs 1 hour and 34 minutes. It's not rated. It has violent content. In a Violent Nature lands in theaters without a rating. Its creators, apparently knowing that the violence and gore therein would be too extreme to warrant just an R rating. The genre is drama, horror, thriller. When a locket is removed from a collapsed fire tower in the woods that entombs the rotting corpse of Johnny, a vengeful spirit spurred on by a horrific 60-year-old crime, his body is resurrected and becomes hell-bent on retrieving this locket. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes runs 2 hours and 25 minutes. It's rated PG for intense sequences of sci-fi violence and action. And this is an action-adventure sci-fi film. The new Apes movie is set many years after the conclusion of 2017's War for the Planet of the Apes. Many apes societies have grown from when the Moses-like Caesar brought his people to an oasis, while humans have been reduced to a feral-like existence. Some ape groups have never heard of Caesar, while others have contorted his teaching to build burgeoning empires. In this setting, one ape leader begins to enslave other groups to find human technology, while another ape, who watched his clan be taken, embarks on a journey to find freedom. A young human woman becomes key to the latter's quest, although she has plans of her own. Late Night with the Devil, movie return, runs 1 hour and 33 minutes. It's rated R for violent content, some gore, and language including a sexual reference. The genre is horror. October 31st, 1977. Johnny Carson rival Jack Del Roy hosts a syndicated talk show, Night Owls, that has long been a trusted companion to insomniacs around the country. A year after the tragic death of Jack's wife, ratings have plummeted. Desperate to turn his fortunes around, Jack plans a Halloween special like no other. Unaware, he is about to unleash evil into the living rooms of America. Run, Lola, Run runs 1 hour and 21 minutes. It's rated R for some violence and language. The genre is action, crime, thriller. Lola, played by Franca Potente, receives a phone call from her boyfriend, Manny, played by Moritz Bleibtreu. He lost 100,000 Deutschmarks that belongs to a very bad guy in a subway train. Lola has 20 minutes to raise this amount and meet Manny. Otherwise, Manny will rob a store to get the money. Three different alternatives may happen depending on some minor event along Lola's run. Sight runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. It's rated PG for violence and thematic material. The genre is drama, biography, history. This is the inspiring true story of Ming Wang, an impoverished Chinese prodigy who flees communist China to become a pioneering eye surgeon in America. When tasked with restoring the sight of an orphan who was blinded by her stepmother, he must confront the trauma of living through the violent uprising in his youth, the Cultural Revolution. Summer Camp runs 1 hour and 35 minutes. It's rated PG for sexual material, strong language, and some underage smoking. This is a comedy. Follows Nora, who is played by Diane Keaton, and Jenny, played by Kathy Bates, and also Mary, played by Alfre Woodard. These are three childhood best friends who used to spend every summer at a sleepaway camp together. After years, when the opportunity to get back together for a summer camp reunion presents itself, they all seize it. The Dead Don't Hurt runs 2 hours and 9 minutes. It's rated R for violence, some sexuality, and language. The genre is drama, romance, western. The Dead Don't Hurt is a story of star-crossed lovers on the western U.S. frontier in the 1860s. Vivian Lacoudi, played by Vicky Creeps, is a fiercely independent woman who embarks on a relationship with a Danish immigrant, Holger Olsen, played by Viggo Mortensen. After meeting Olsen in San Francisco, she agrees to travel with him to his home near the quiet town of Elk Flats, Nevada, where they start a life together. The outbreak of the Civil War separates them when Olsen makes a fateful decision to fight for the Union. This leaves Vivian to fend for herself in a place controlled by corrupt Mayor Rudolph Schiller, played by Danny Houston, and his unscrupulous business partner, powerful rancher Alfred Jeffries, played by Garrett Dillahunt. Alfred's violent, wayward son, Weston, played by Solly McLeod, aggressively pursues Vivian, who is determined to resist his unwanted advances. When Olsen returns from the war, he and Vivian must confront and make peace with the person each has become. Both a tragic love story and a nuanced depiction of the conflict between revenge and forgiveness. The Dead Don't Hurt is a portrait of a passionate woman determined to stand up for herself in an unforgiving world dominated by ruthless men. The Fall Guy runs 2 hours and 7 minutes. It's rated PG for action and violence, drug content, and some strong language. Genre is action, comedy, drama. Stuntman Colt Seavers, played by Ryan Gosling, like everyone in the stunt community, gets blown up, shot, crashed, thrown through windows, and dropped from the highest of heights, all for our entertainment. And now, fresh off an almost career-ending accident, this working-class hero has to track down a missing movie star, solve a conspiracy, and try to win back the love of his life while still doing his day job. What could possibly go right? The Garfield Movie runs 1 hour and 41 minutes. It's rated PG. The genre is animation, action, adventure, comedy, family, fantasy. Garfield, voiced by Chris Pratt, the world-famous, Monday-hating, lasagna-loving indoor cat, is about to have a wild outdoor adventure. After an unexpected reunion with his long-lost father, scruffy street cat Vic, voiced by Samuel L. Jackson, Garfield and his canine friend Odie are forced from their perfectly pampered life into joining Vic in a hilarious, high-stakes heist. The Strangers, Chapter 1, runs 1 hour and 31 minutes. It's rated R for horror violence, language, and brief drug use, and this is a horror movie. After their car breaks down in an eerie small town, a young couple, played by Madeline Petch and Froy Gutierrez, are forced to spend the night in a remote cabin. Panic ensues as they are terrorized by 3 masked strangers who strike with no mercy and seemingly no motive. Strangers Chapter 1 is the chilling first entry in this upcoming horror feature film series. The Watchers runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for violence, terror, and some thematic elements. The genre is fantasy, horror, mystery, thriller. This forest ain't charted on any map. Every car breaks down at its tree line. Mina's, played by Dakota Fanning, is no different. Left stranded, she is forced into the dark woodland, only to find a woman shouting, urging Mina to run to a concrete bunker. As the door slams behind her, the building is besieged by screams. Mina finds herself in a room with a wall of glass and an electric light that activates at nightfall when the watchers come above ground. These creatures emerge to observe their captive humans, and terrible things happen to anyone who doesn't reach the bunker in time. This movie is based on the book of the same name by A.M. Shine. Young Woman and the Sea runs 2 hours and 9 minutes. It's rated PG for thematic elements, some language, and partial nudity. The genre is biography, drama, romance, sport. The daughter of a German butcher from Manhattan, Ederle was a competitive swimmer who won the Olympic gold in the 1924 Olympics when she decided to attempt crossing the channel. She undertook the feat after first swimming 22 miles from Battery Park in New York to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, setting a record that stood for 81 years. She contracted with 2 newspapers and sold her story, thereby financing her quest. There was actually a race among women who would be first to cross, as only 5 men had done so before. This is based on the book by Glenn Stout. And I'll share part of a review of The Dead Don't Hurt, written by Mark Zoller Seitz, who writes for RogerEbert.com. It points out that this film, The Dead Don't Hurt, has standard genre elements, that is to say of the Western genre, but treats them in a way something different than the usual. There's a sadistic psychopath who dresses in black, some rich men who lord their power over a southwestern town, a good-hearted and soft-spoken sheriff, his steely wife, their beautiful innocent son, and other variations on types that you tend to encounter in movies set during this period of U.S. history. But there are no stagecoach or train robberies, quick draws at high noon, extended gunfights, dynamite explosions, etc. There is violence of various kinds, and it's presented realistically and unsparingly, but not at such length that the movie seems to be getting off on pain. The pacing is what you would call slow if you don't like the movie, deliberate if you do. Mortensen stars as Holger Olsen, a Danish immigrant who ends up as the sheriff of a small town in the American West. He lives in a tiny cabin in the canyon. I won't tell you exactly where the movie begins or ends because it's non-linear, and accounting for things in the manner of a linear timeline would give a false impression of the movie and spoil important moments. Suffice it to say that Holger goes to San Francisco and meets Vivian Lacoutie, played by Vicky Creeps, a French-Canadian flower seller, and takes her back to his cabin, where she overcomes her disappointment at his bare-bones lifestyle and tries to build a life for them and the son they will eventually raise together. The movie has a genuinely cinematic instinct for when to linger on a moment and when to cut around it, or allude to it as something that occurred off-screen. A lot of longer sequences are just extended interactions between the film's two romantic leads, who have a pleasing banter, but derive a lot of their chemistry from looking at each other with resentment, yearning, gratitude, or disappointment. You almost never get to see material of this sort play out at length in a film set in the American West or any kind of film. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.